Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The show kind of stinks.
We're making history today, ladies and gentlemen. This is the warmest day in December in Kansas City history. I believe that's true.
I don't even care.
Let me see where we're at right now.
80, 90, I don't know if we'll have time.
I don't know. My phone says it's only 70 right now. It's got to get higher.
No, it's 85.
I think
85.
It's got to get to 74.
It's going to be hot, and you're going to need a pool.
Yeah, baby.
Warm out that I did something that is going to shock the conscience of Kansas City.
Uh-oh.
Whoa. Was it illegal? Could it be illegal?
It's a first.
Okay.
I raked. I went outside and raked. Yeah, with a rake. My hands hurt. I have blisters right here.
Did you not wear gloves?
No.
But you mean like you raked the entire yard or just like a few leaves?
Yeah, because did you do one stroke or a yard worth of strokes?
A front yard worth. And you have to remember, as much as I love our neighborhood and I love the 100-year-old pin oak trees in our neighborhood,
yes,
they dump down 9 mounds of leaves.
And acorns.
To the point, Scott, there could have been a dead body on my front lawn, mm-hmm, and you would never find that person.
Yeah.
There was one point I was raking and I was going down so deep into the leaves, I thought, you actually could hide a body under here and no one would know it.
Now, it's one thing to rake. It's another thing to bag.
Oh, there will be no bagging. And let me tell you why right now. I put on Twitter last night, is there some service where I can just rake them to the very edge of my yard?
Yeah, you moved to Roland Park.
I know. That's what everybody said.
I saw the reply, and I should have mentioned it to you because my childhood best friend owns that company.
Okay, I called them today.
Oh, really?
Listen to this, Scott. You rake it all the way down within 4 or 5 feet of the curb, 3 to 5 feet of the curb. You got to get them down there. And then they come around and suck them up, just like you got for free in Roland Park. The city provided that service.
Yeah, that's correct.
But there is a company that will come and suck them up. And I go, suck them up, sister.
Okay.
$75.
Yeah, it's a one-time thing, or if you get like their lawn plan or whatever.
I don't even care. $75, I'm doing it. And
they just come over and suck it up.
Because I'm a raker, I ain't a bagger. And Chris even said to me, well, how much is your time worth?
Yep.
And I go, you're right. I love being out. I love getting
Chris
sunshine.
Is a wise man.
But I'm not going to be out there 9 hours bagging. So, yeah, $75 sold.
He also didn't want to deal with the aftermath of 9 hours of bagging leaves.
Well, I'm telling you, Sam, you know I've got some joint issues going on right now. So.
Are you falling apart?
Yeah. We're falling apart together, babe. You know that.
Well, I'm apparently doing better than you are. I'm not, like, I don't have rheumatoid arthritis.
Nah, just a gray beard. Well, half a gray beard.
Half
anyway.
A gray beard.
Thanks, by the way, for making that your Facebook profile pic.
I made Scott's half spray painted face my new Dana Wright KMBZ profile photo. I was so tired last night. You know when you start giggling and you just can't stop laughing?
Slap happy.
I was.
Yeah,
I was laying in bed
laughs.
Cracking up. Chris was like, are you on drugs? I go, look at my new profile.
Such a nerd.
Your dork face half spray painted.
Now, we did miss an opportunity on that because the monkey tail beard has been a trend over the last few years. We could have done just the coloring for the monkey
tail. We could have given him like handlebars.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. One of my favorite stories in the stack today, you guys, and in 10 years, we have never discussed this, much like my raking record.
Third nipples.
Yes, we have never, ever discussed who owns a recipe, and there's a lawsuit over it, and I cannot wait to talk about it.
Are you talking about something as simple as, like, my mom has an incredible spaghetti sauce recipe.
Where'd she get it?
I don't know where she got it.
Who owns a recipe? And we will talk about that coming up at 3 o'clock. I cannot wait.
You talking about people like friends are suing friends over a recipe?
Or you flip open a cookbook and you're like, wait a minute. I recognize this.
Prove that it's yours.
Nana's. This is Nana's baked bread.
Well, prove it.
Well, tell your mom to prove it. Who owns it?
Well, I don't know that she could prove it.
Well, there you go. The judge is about to find out.
Coming up, I'm not going to do this to start the show. I'm not going to do it right now. But I saw this story earlier on the Milwaukee Sentinel. Milwaukee. What happened near Milwaukee a week and a half ago?
Yeah.
The crazy lunatic and the parade.
Yes.
Remember that?
Yes.
In Waukesha. He did an interview with Fox News, Daryl Brooks, where he says, among other things, he is being demonized and he feels like people are treating him like a monster. We'll get to that in a little bit.
The guy who mowed down all the...
Yep.
Did an interview?
With Fox News. And complained that he is
Why would they even give him a platform?
Complained that he is being demonized, dehumanized. We'll get into it a little bit later.
Well, he's not the only one being demonized, because we're also going to get into those idiots in Detroit.
Yes. But we'll start with this story from Mobile, Alabama. It's from the Associated Press. Here we go again with Walmart. What the hell? An Alabama woman who says she was falsely arrested for shoplifting at a Walmart and then threatened by the company after her case was dismissed has been awarded $2.1 million in damages.
She didn't even lose a foot.
A Mobile County jury on Monday of this week ruling in favor of Leslie Nurse. Nurse said in a lawsuit that she was stopped in November 2016 when trying to leave a Walmart with groceries she said she had already paid for.
Okay.
She said she used a self-checkout, but the scanning device froze. Workers did not accept her explanation, and she was arrested for shoplifting. Okay, wait a minute.
Oh, no, keep going. This was not...
The scanning device froze. And what, the product just accidentally ended up in the bag then?
I hate self-checkout. She did not steal anything, but keep going.
Her case was dismissed a year later, but then she received letters from a Florida law firm threatening a civil suit if she didn't pay $200 as a settlement. That was more than the cost of the groceries that she was accused of stealing. Nurse said Walmart instructed the law firm to send the letters and that she wasn't the only one receiving them. The defendants, according to the lawsuit, have engaged in a pattern and a practice of falsely accusing innocent Alabama citizens of shoplifting.
There we go.
And thereafter attempting to collect money from the innocently accused.
Now, I have a serious question. Did they accuse her of shoplifting directly, or did they did the greeter try to check the receipt?
No. Listen, Sam, not only did they accuse her of shoplifting, she got pulled back into that little room, the scary little room that you get pulled into with, like, the loss prevention police people. And you know what I would say to Walmart? If you are worried that people who are not trained in scanning, because I'm not your employee, are stealing from you, then maybe you should hire more people to check me out.
Yeah.
Walmart.
Okay.
How much did you say that she was awarded?
$2.1 million American dollars.
Good.
Would you like to guess how much Walmart makes roughly day in sales?
Yeah, please tell me.
$1.6 trillion. That's with a T.
Cry me a river, Walmart.
Just because they make a lot of money. Do you know how they make a lot of money? You shop there.
I do not.
Where did you steal those glasses?
I did not steal them. I put them on my forehead and accidentally left, and then I paid for them the next time I went back.
And what store was that where that occurred?
That was like 10 years ago.
No, it wasn't. It was 3. Where did that occur?
It happened to occur at a Walmart.
At a Walmart.
Before they instituted the ridiculous, you are going to scan your own stuff because we are so cheap, we aren't going to pay our people to scan it for you.
Here's the problem. Walmart is like Nickelback. You never admit that you listen to them, but you do. You always deny that you don't, that you shop at Walmart, but you do. And I'm not saying you as a personal you, I'm saying a collective you. Everybody says, I don't shop at Walmart. I would never shop at Walmart. You know when I last shopped at Walmart? Yesterday.
You are diverting. The criminal charges against this woman were dismissed. Yet, the company continued to send her harassing letters demanding $200. An expert testified Walmart and other major retailers routinely use this practice in states where sometimes loosely written laws allow it.
Translation, they did nothing illegal.
Walmart made hundreds of millions of dollars from that practice in 1 2-year period.
I find it hard to believe that she got pulled back into the dark room with Walmart's version of their own FBI on the first incident.
How would they know who she is?
There are 4 bajillion cameras.
She was not, keep in mind, Scott, she was not necessarily awarded this in $2.1 million in damages for theft or shoplifting or whatever. She was awarded these damages because they kept threatening her, pay us $200, pay us $200. Why don't you pay us? Sharon, where's our $200? We want $200. That's, they got dinged for harassing her after the charges were dismissed.
576-7798. I'm curious, and I keep looking up some different stories to see how this factors in. She says, she being Leslie Nurse, the woman who got the $2.1 million, she said she used self-checkout, but the scanning device froze. So what does that mean? Did she just go ahead and, even though the scanning device froze,
because
she was putting the items in the bag anyway?
In the story that I read, it said her husband had already paid for all of those items with his debit card. And here's the other deal. How many times have you left a store and you forgot the 7-Up underneath the carriage of your cart? Can they pull you back into that little room and harass you for that? I'm asking.
I don't know that I've ever done that, but if I would imagine, I would just say, oh gosh, I totally forgot about it. Let me go back and pay for that.
Okay.
And then that would be the end of the story.
I don't believe you. You're a shoplifter.
Well, 576-7798. You side with this woman because of the self-checkout, and you have a long history
of hatred for self-checkout.
Yes.
You want to control the goods coming in and out of your store, then put a checker at the checkout.
576-7798. Sam Stevie the Third, Dana Wright. I'm Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.